Cape Talk.
The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
So feel free to call in and talk about the talents that you finally recognized, the talents that you didn't realize you had, the interesting bits that you've read. You can share that with us this morning. But I'd also like to talk about compliance in your neighborhood. What should happen to people who don't listen? I spent a lot of this weekend in my car driving around to different areas. I saw the police working really, really hard on the N7 stopping cars. My first thought that popped into my head after driving around was, I don't see enough roadblocks. I don't see enough people being stopped. I see a lot of Metro police cars driving around, traffic cars driving around, police, very little army. But very few people get stopped and asked whether or not they have permits to actually be out. Now, am I a little telltale and am I telling the government, oh, these people aren't listening? Well, people are dying. We've got infections in Khayelitsha now. We've got an infection in Khayelitsha. We have infections in Mitchell's Plain, which takes me to the second part of my travels around. I went through to Joe Slovo and Dunoon. And yes, notably, less people on the streets, but still a lot of people walking around to cause concern. And Africa did an interesting interview, I think it was over this weekend, with a professor who asked whether or not we can actually apply WHO principles to our country. Can we expect 8 people in a shack that is piping hot once the sun is up to spend all their time in that particular shack? And if we're saying, well, we can't expect them to do that, what is the solution? So that is something I'm putting down on the table for you to talk about. So let's go straight through to your calls. Lots of other things to talk about, but I did say it's an open line. You called in, so let's talk about it. Nicola in Cape Town, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Keeping healthy, I'm sure.
I'm trying my best. My garden, my you know, I've got a little bit of grass and I've gone for a bit of a jog and all, you know, 10 square meters of it.
Exactly. I actually just wanted to call in and say I'm an anaesthetist in Cape Town and we are quite stressed at the moment with, you know, learning all these facts from international experiences and trying to work out ways to keep ourselves safe while we are working, you know, when we are treating patients with disease. So things are quite stressful and there's a lot of information, a lot of overload, a lot of, you know, jokes flying in on WhatsApp, and trying to keep clear head in between all of it is quite difficult. But actually this weekend I had a great one. I mean, the kids, I've got a 4- and 5-year-old boy, and we decided to turn our garage into a sort of a mini school classroom. So that my husband and my mother, who lives with us, can take turns instead of teaching them a bit of homeschooling.
Oh, wow.
And it actually was a fantastic weekend. I mean, we had such fun setting it up. They're so excited. I'm actually on my way to work now, and my husband's doing first shift of school. So in amongst all of the despair and the stress, there's actually a lot of fun to be had and a lot of learning from everybody, you know. It can awaken a few things that you didn't know were there.
Wonderful, wonderful call, Nicola. And, you know, all those people who said, no, I'll do it when I have time. They now have the time to do it.
Exactly. Well, now's the time. Hey,
But homeschooling in the garage, I love that idea. At least you're being, you know, proactive about this. And do your kids go to a private school or to a government school?
Well, the one's at a play school, the other one's at a private school.
Okay. So they've made materials available, right, for you to use?
Well, not quite yet. I mean, they're still preschoolers, so, you know, there's no real curriculum as such. But we've kind of, our teachers have been pretty good in supplying ideas and, you know, the schedule that they usually use during the day, just for a bit of stability and, I suppose, a bit of a routine. Which helps because we have no idea.
As the cliche goes, you're making lemonade. So this sounds great. That's Nicholas and Anita. Just very difficult, obviously, trying to adapt, learning all the safety stuff. What do you need to do when you engage clients, etc. So we have to feel for the medical staff in particular out there. Nicola, thank you so much for that call. And I've got to say, the one thing that I was pretty chuffed about is that my two-year-old goes to a little place called Peekaboo, and Lady Louise, who owns it, herself and her staff have put a whole pack together, and they've recorded videos for us to use at home and learning material. So the kids learn how to draw, etc., etc., etc. So it's really phenomenal to see how a little school like that have actually come to the party. Let's go to Mavis. Mavis is in Robertson. Hi there, Mavis.
Hi, Keno. Yes, I'm very concerned. We live in a farming area, and although the houses are far apart, yesterday it was like a street party in the road that we live in. Fortunately, we are far. Seemingly, the farmer hasn't stressed the seriousness to his staff, and I think it's one big part. They had people from town that dropped off, walking up and down, taking selfies, and not one car except for the one that the people dropped off and came to fetch again yesterday.
Ay, ay, ay.
So, you know, I say to them, clearly they are very busy, and I understand that they can't patrol everywhere, but I just wish that there's somebody, the council or somebody, just get in their car and with a loud hailer, go to all the communities and say, your own good, because there are elderly people, there are small children, and it happens so quickly. So, you know, I just wish farmers would make I'm sure that most farmers have. This farmer clearly couldn't be bothered, so.
Yeah, and, you know, people who don't get involved, who don't take this seriously, will be arrested. And
I hope they will.
I heard, and it was on Facebook, and, you know, you have to double-check when you hear things on Facebook. You can't trust anything. But I have heard of a couple of people who've been jogging who've been arrested, and good for that. Who do these joggers think they are? You know, they can go and hit the streets when they've been told to stay indoors. And people who walk their dogs, for example. I love animals, man. Love them. But really? Let's go to Kevin. Kevin in Birkfleet. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, and I hope everyone is safe out there. I just want to say, you know, all the corruption of the Zuma years has come full circle because of this.
Yeah.
All the housing that was promised and that money went to Nkandla, you know, it's coming full circle. And this is the problem we're in. This is the mess we're in. And I really hope, and in my case, on both sides of the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Finish what you were saying. No problem, Kevin. Sorry.
When it comes to voting time, people will think, and don't be blinded by race or, you know, this, you know, rugby or professional sports mentality when it comes to voting. It's my team. And think about it. Because, look, I'm not entirely against ANC. But I want that Zuma element out, the corruption, and the gangster elements of the ANC. Like, I'm not entirely a Democrat. You know, I want that right-wing, racist, Republican element out.
Mm.
You know, for me, both sides of the Atlantic.
Well, there we go. Kevin, great call. And, yeah, chickens are coming home to roost, as it were. Why? Our economy has taken a knock. Moody's has given us a downgrade in the midst of all of this. And chatting to the CEO of the Consumer Goods Council of South Africa earlier this morning, and we were talking about, you know, flattening this curve. Now, when you get new infections in very densely populated places like Khayelitsha and Mitchells Plain, then obviously, some red flags are raised, and one needs to deal with that rather effectively. But the economy, I think, is going to take a knock. This is going to make 2008 look like an office party. Because what, around 40% of the globe is not functional at the moment? Anyway, over and above the doom and the gloom, And I loved that first call from Wendy saying, hey, we've just taken the garage, turned it into a little homeschooling section, and we're having a bit of fun. Hubby's in there, busy teaching and doing his thing. I think it's brilliant. So maybe some of that to be included in the discussions over and above the doom and the gloom would be absolutely phenomenal. Something that we're starting as of today, it's called Prominent Lockdowns. Next up, you're going to find out what Craig Hines, lead singer of Watershed, has been up to.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
It is 9:21, so coming up, Craig Hines, lead singer, I promise you, I only had coffee this morning. Lead singer of Watershed will be talking to you about his lockdown. And we need to just feel it for those artists out there. A lot of them are losing quite a bit because their gigs have been cancelled. So, you know, these are normally the people who come forward and they will give their time free at benefit concerts to help other people. But a quick one from Michelle in Bloberg. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Tino.
Hello.
Well, I've discovered my rooftop as a perfect place to have sundowners. On Friday night and Saturday night, we had such beautiful weather, and I don't have any view or outlook from my house. So I got the ladder, put it up against the house, packed a backpack full of snacks and some wine, and I went and sat on my rooftop and had sundowners. It was awesome.
How did you get back down?
No, I only had one glass of wine.
Oh. Just checking.
Too bad.
Wonderful.
What an awesome view and lovely place to have sundowners. So that's my new spot.
I love it. I love it. Michelle, thank you so much for the call.